All right, we're excited to get back and get back and play at home again, get in front of our home fans, and we were expecting them to get out and get behind us and and lead us on. The Redskins are a really good football team. We got a chance to watch them Monday night against the Cowboys, and they played great on all three phases, and so we're going to have to be on our toes to have a good game here. Questions.
How difficult is that blitz package that the Redskins bring?
Well, they do a great job. Jim Haslett's always done a good job with his blitz package. He's got a lot of overloads. He's got a lot of trap blitzes. And so we'll have to do a good job with our protections.
Have you seen more of that than with Teddy versus maybe what you had with Matt early in the year?
See, that was some strong water.
They're lacing my stuff now. You know, in different situations, yes and no. I mean, it's. I think most teams will continually do what they do. Not every team has done that. No.
Does Monday give you enough of a skill or not a skill set, a sample size for Colt McCoy to sort of what you're going to expect from him?
Yeah, I mean he's played some earlier, and you know he was in Cleveland for a couple of years when I was in Cincinnati. So I've always respected Colt a lot. He's got good movement in the pocket, throws a nice ball. You know, so I think he's a good quarterback.
Well, you have to.
Jake Grimm bring to Washington's offense, and what does your familiarity with him help at all?
Well, I coached with him for 2 years, so I'm pretty familiar, but he's pretty familiar with me as well. He's done a great job when he was in Cincinnati with me. He did a great job with the young quarterbacks. He did a great job with the offense and the skill guys especially. He's very innovative, changes a lot from week to week from what they do. He tries to use the players to the best of their abilities. I forgot what was the question.
Familiarity with his offense help defend it.
I don't know. I mean, you know, he's pretty familiar with it, with me too.
Situation, the two of you together when you're both kind of vying for head coaching jobs.
Yeah, he was on one side of the hallway and I was on the other. So we talked a little bit, but it wasn't. We just kind of did our things.
Where is that familiarity? Is it better to know the guy or more concerning that he knows you? I mean, how do you account for changing things? Can you maybe overthink it and change too much?
Yeah. What you don't want to do is mess up your players. You know, that's the most important thing is your players. You're coaching the players to do what they know how to do. And you always change a little bit from week to week. And just depends on how much the players can handle, and you know, as somebody asked me this the other day, I honestly don't like going against my friends just because I know at the end of the day one of us is going to be upset, but you know, it is what it is, and so we just, you know, I'm sure he'll have his team ready to play and hopefully I'll have mine ready to play.
Do you feel like you were competing for the same jobs, the two of you?
Not really. I mean, Jay's a good football coach, and so, you know, I mean, certain places look for certain things, offensive coaches, defensive coaches, this personality, that personality. It really wasn't about that. I'm sure he tried to do the very best job he could, and I tried to do the very best job I could.
Did you ever talk about the Minnesota job? Because I guess he was kind of in the mix a little bit before Washington snagged him.
We talked about all that. I mean, in passing, we talked about all the different scenarios. But, I mean, it wasn't anything real serious. It was just, you know, joking around about this or that.
Teddy, in those two-minute situations, those end-of-half kind of hurry-up situations?
Really the same things that we've seen all along from him, and, you know, even in training camp, the two-minute drills and taking the team down to score. He's always been very good in those things. But he's composed. He doesn't, nothing rattles him, and, you know, that's part of why he's good in the two-minute drill, I believe.
The no huddle, because he seems to be thinking a little less?
I don't know if thinking a little less is the right thing, but maybe because he has more time to dissect what's going on. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to ask him that.
You say he did moving around the pocket and going through his progressions this past week.
He came off of several throws and went to other places, so thought he did well.
Pass defense, there's a lot of talk about the numbers, the ratings. It's been as high as in a long time, but there's also the breakdowns in the fourth quarter. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, are you playing good pass defense or what?
I don't know, Mark. I don't really look at it that way, honestly. I expect us to play better pass defense than what we've been playing, but that's always my expectation. And as far as the breakdowns in the fourth quarter, I know that everybody's making a big deal about that, but I don't understand the difference between if they went down and scored in the second quarter or the fourth quarter. I mean, I look at the body of work throughout the day, and these offenses all got good players too, and we're trying just as hard to stop them in the fourth quarter as we are in the second quarter. I would be a lot more concerned if they're going up and down the field on us all the time, and then also in the fourth quarter. So I just kind of look at it series by series and how we're doing.
Would have this kind of impact this quickly?
I hoped that Anthony would have this kind of impact. You know, with young guys, you never know. Transition guys, you never know. But he's obviously had an impact, and hopefully he'll continue to have an impact. It's just 8 games.
Coach, having Anthony Barr, does that make your life easier, game planning on defense?
Well, there's a lot of things that Anthony can do. So defensively, it gives us an opportunity to try to move him around to different places, try to use him to the best of his ability. There's always a fine line in doing those things about what can other guys do around him. You don't want to take one guy and change the whole thing for one guy and 10 others don't know what to do. So we're always very mindful of what he can do and what everybody can do, and then, try and fit it all in.
Do you prepare much as if they might play Robert Griffin the third, or how do you come?
Yes, we'll prepare for both quarterbacks.
Compare Teddy to Robert Griffin III. I mean, they're kind of different players in that he's much more run-oriented, I would imagine.
I don't really want to compare him. I know Robert throws a great deep ball. He's good in the pocket. He's obviously can run. But I don't want to compare those two guys.
Does it to prepare for two different guys when their styles seem to contrast quite a bit with Colt and RG?
Well, the offense will be the same. It's just certain plays you'll have to prepare for. Colt McCoy is a movement guy too. Maybe not to the extent of Robert, but he's a movement guy. Every time I've played him, he's always tried to run some. Their offense, they're not going to change their entire offense, I don't believe, if the other quarterback plays. And so they've got a staple of plays that they like to run, just like everybody does. So, and then they'll add a few more based on kind of what I was talking about with Barr, what they feel like the other quarterback can do a little bit better. That's just normal football.
What's the key to you guys being able to diagnose that and stay consistent with it?
They give you a lot of different looks, and so we have to make sure that we're all on the same page, really, as far as what we're doing. And Teddy has seen a lot of blitzes now. I mean, he's in from us every day in practice. He sees blitzes, quite a few. Through training camp, we gave him every possible thing there was, and so and he handles them well. So we just, you know, we'll just prepare like we always will.
So far,
I feel like it's gotten better the last 3 weeks. I don't know. I mean, we did better last week. This running back is a very strong downhill one cut runner that makes a lot of yards after contact. We're going to have to make sure that we do a good job of eliminating the yards after contact with him. Their offensive line is very good. Their left tackle is excellent, and they do a great job of getting on people. Their flat zone scheme, very similar to how Green Bay was against us, and so it'll be a good test for us. They run a lot of nakeds and boots off of them because they are so flat. So.
Cuts. Jarek seems to be a real sharp ability to cut. I think there was one play where it's going off left tackle and he makes a cut and he goes right of Phil Lotto. Does a guy like that have more freedom to pick a hole, or how do you guys judge it? Whenever you, the different talents of a running back when they have that ability.
Well, part of it is the vision that the runners have. I think he's got great vision. He sees a lot of things. Trying to set up blocks help, and then he's got really quick feet and acceleration. But as I've said before, one of the big things with him, with me, is the way that his physicality when he's running the ball. You know, I thought he was physical against Tampa Bay. I thought he was physical the week before, whoever that was, Buffalo. So, I mean, all those are factors. How they catch the ball, how they protect. I mean, all these things are factors. I'm judging running backs.
Like he looked like he confused the defender because he, you know, looked, in that case, most backs would have gone to the outside. He chose like a little sliver on the inside, yeah. and that's when he bowled his way like 10 yards after he made contact.
Yeah, and that's all part of it, is being able to accelerate through the holes and, number one, see them and then accelerate through them. And then sometimes when the holes aren't there, you gotta get your pads down and forward, and then you got to run through somebody.
Was that a surprise at his size? I know he had, at the combine, his strength was, you know, up there, but still, he's not that big.
Yeah, he's not that big, but he's powerful in his lower body. You know, there's been a lot of really good running backs in the NFL that are powerful lower body guys that have the vision and the change of direction that like he has. And so we've been very impressed with what he's done.
What are your expectations? Cordero practicing this week.
I hit practice. Winning's important for every week, so I just think the more that we can pile these together, the better it is. And this is a great opportunity for us to play at home in front of our fans. We need to focus on what we got to get focused on here this week, and just like when we have been beaten, we got to focus on what we need to do to win. And this week, and after a win, we need to focus on what we need to do again this week. So everything is all about this week and where we're going. We're not going to worry about the bye week or anything else after that.
Okay. Thank you.